Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered Israeli officials to stop cooperation with the Palestinian Authority in all aspects, except for what is called security cooperation. So the question is, what exactly is security cooperation?
It is a mechanism that it is, in a way, controlling and organizing the relationship between the Palestinians and Israelis in terms of permits and the transfers and the security and so on.
In regards to the security aspect of the coordination, the Palestinian Authority security forces arbitrarily arrested and detained Hamas supporters.
I think it is appropriate that the Palestinian side, the PLO, should take also the decision to stop all kinds of cooperation and coordination on the security level with the Israeli occupation.
The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has recently called on the P8 to end all aspects of security coordination with Israel.
This is not a call by Hamas. This is a demand that has been adopted by most of the factions inside the PLO, and even by certain sectors of the Central Committee of Fatah.
Observers say Netanyahu's latest order is one of many actions made by Tel Aviv to derail the U.S.-led negotiations with the Palestinian Authority.
Our position is very clear. We are committed to the peace process as it is initiated by the international community and the American administration. And this is only to achieve an independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital.
Netanyahu's decision to cut coordination with Palestinian officials comes in response to the PLO's decision to join 15 international organizations and treaties. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has expressed his willingness to extend the so-called peace talks beyond the April 29th deadline. Many here say his move could spark protest by almost every single Palestinian political faction. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.